freak accident, a woman worker had been severely shocked by faulty wiring. She lay unconscious on the factory floor, a sputtering electric cable throwing off sparks nearby.
Somebody, turn off the power.
Yes, sir. Right away.
John Gage knelt beside the fallen woman and examined her.
She's still breathing, but only barely.
I'll get the heart shock gear.
Again. 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 She's fibrillating. Again. Again. She's fibrillating. Again. Again.
She's not responding.
Again. Again. She's fibrillating. Again. Again.
Is she clear?
Again. Again. Yes. Again. Again.
She's not responding.
Again. Again.
What are the chances?
Again.
What are the chances?
Again.
I'm not giving up.
Again. Again.
Hope for the best.
Again. Again.
Hope for the best.
Again. 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 Again.
Nothing out there now, is there?
Not now, but there was. I saw it.
You climb in this. Now look, son, you know this is all your imagination, don't you?
But I saw it. Well,
what did it look like?
Well, I can't say exactly. First there's this light, then it faded, then there's a humming noise.
I tell you what we'll do, the first thing when we get up, we'll go out and take a look. If there's any flying saucer out there, we'll notify General Mayberry now.
Does it matter under any size, shape, or appearance?
Yes, you have. But in doing this, when you took the glands from the guinea pig and grafted them into the rabbit, the guinea pig died. When you grafted the frog gland into a white mouse, the frog died. And now you propose to experiment with an ape and a woman. That woman must eventually die.
Then she'll die in the advancement of science.
And suppose your experiment is successful. What will you have? A human form with animal instincts. I won't let you do it. I'm going to
kill you. Here we are. Here we are in the midst of a cultural explosion, wouldn't you say?
Boom. Ladies and gentlemen, do not be alarmed. We are here once again to report on the rabbit population explosion.
Rabbit population explosion hotline? Who is this? Hello, Al. How can
Mayor
I help?
Cosgrove.
Rabbits on your roof. Al, that's a problem we usually find in our middle-aged callers. Your age, please. 29? That's a bit young, Al, but we have a solution for you. Take carrots and rutabagas to the third floor and retile your roof with them. The results should be quite satisfactory. Thank you, Al. Next caller, please. Rabbit population explosion hotline, how can I help? Rabbits eating your pens. Have you tried replacing the vegetable juice ink you've been using with a poisonous substance that might kill the rabbits? Yes, thank you very much. Next caller, please. Rabbit population explosion hotline, how can I help? Rabbits in your water fountain. Have you tried changing the washer? It's usually a plumbing problem. Yes, any hardware store will have one that might fit your needs. Thank you very much for calling. Next caller, please. Rabbit population explosion hotline.
Increase in rabbits. We'll be right back.
Left hand, snap, snap, snap your finger. Right hand, snap, snap, snap your finger. Both hands, snap, snap, snap your fingers. Left hand, right hand, snap, 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 snap. That was fun, wasn't it?
In the country.
But at the same time, I would like to be as much American as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting work in a foreign country for an American oil company.
Por favor, senor. Donde está mi equipage?
No comprendo, senor.
Contessault, an official tourist guide, shows people the sights and historic landmarks of Ushon, France, in spite of the fact he's totally blind, believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you about a very self-centered man. Believe it or not. Political history is filled with elections that were honest-to-goodness cliffhangers, but few elections can match that of Frederick Stuart, born in 18th century England. Stuart represented Bootshire, which had a population of 14,000, but only 23 qualified voters. During a parliamentary election, 22 of Bootshire's voters were out of town. So, Stuart voted himself into Parliament. Believe it or not.
This is Mel One Dog from the Elves of Kathmandu, wishing Shirlene Spinoza a happy first year anniversary. Good luck, guys.
Buha! Robot na makas keldem!
Please pass your code so that your instructions can be complied with.
Stand by to receive code.
Standing by. Thank you. Your code is correct.
miles from Tokyo, gazing at the most famous statue in all Japan, the great bronze Buddha of Kamakura. In Japan, the serving of tea has been raised to the level of a high art, and the ability to perform the tea ritual with delicacy and precision is a mark of the cultivated Japanese. It reflects poise, harmony, and courtesy. Our next slide shows us three of the most famous monkeys in the world. In the 17th century, the trio was supposed to represent India, China, and Japan. But we know it more familiarly as hear no evil, speak no evil, see no evil. The sumo dog. It was named after the famous sumo wrestlers, giant Japanese men weighing from 250 to 450 pounds, who win bouts by forcing opponents to touch the ground with any part of their body other than their feet. And now, we meet the fabled geisha girls at last. They are highly trained artists. Geisha means cultured person.
You have just seen and heard a little of the Panorama Unit on Japan, narrated by Edward R. Murrow. This is one of 12 units in the Panorama Travel Program.
Thank you. Program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity. Professor Pearson of the observatory at Princeton confirms Farrell's observation and describes the phenomenon as, quote, like a jet of blue flame shot from a gun, unquote. We now return you to the music of Ramon Rockello, playing for you in the Meridian Room of the Park Plaza Hotel, situated in downtown New York.
Yeah.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
That's great. I like that myself personally. When people feel like they need a little bit of boost into the music, I think that's one of the best things they can possibly have done. Whoever created that was a genius.
Am I supposed to hear something?
You mean like the music you hear in elevators?
I really haven't heard any.
Oh, it's not real.
Upon the equator, where the Earth's spin is at its maximum. The lazy quiet of this beautiful tropical place is being violated by the hubbub of scientific activity as we make last-minute preparations for man's first voyage to outer space. crowd of wondrous creatures. Men and women and children, they seem to mix and intermix and flow into one another. Male becoming female, and female becoming male, and child becoming adult, and aged becoming young, changing and changing back again in a phantasmagoria of warm, friendly beauty.
We're
all going to go to heaven. Everything, even the microphone.
I like that.
You too.
Okay.
And your cigar.
Have you ever been in...
We're all going to go to heaven.
We are?
All of
me
us.
Me too.
Everything, even the microphone.
I like that. Me too.
You too.
Okay.
And your cigar.
Couldn't do without it. Me too.
You too.
Okay. Have you ever been in...
We're all going to go to heaven. Everything, even the microphone.
I like that. Have you ever been in trouble?
No. There's no reason to criticize anybody, actually. We're all going to go to heaven.
We are?
Everything, even the microphone.
We couldn't do without it.
Growlin' while prowlin'.
This is the naked city, the city within the city. Not the city of tall steel towers striking like a spear at the sky, making a canyon of every street, but the city with its emotions laid raw like an ugly wound. If one really wants to see a city, he should view it through the eyes of a cop, and that's what I am. 35 years, starting as a rookie, pounding the pavements to where I am now, Lieutenant of Detectives. It gives you a keen insight into what the city really is. I've seen it all.